This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Matt Nesto. It's election day in the UK today, and of all the issues on the table there, inequality has been a key theme of the campaign. In particular, one plan to close a tax loophole called the non-domiciled rule. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
A question from the Labour Party leader, Ed Miliband.
Why should people be able to enjoy all of the virtues of our great country and not pay tax like everyone else?
Why are more than 100,000 wealthy people living in Britain classed as non-domiciled or non-dom and not required to pay tax on money they earn abroad?
It isn't just. The next Labour government will abolish the non-dom rule.
Miliband's pledge is proving popular with the public and has even struck a chord with some Conservative politicians. Here's one of them, Richard Bacon, in a parliamentary committee hearing into the issue.
You're surprised that people think there's one set of rules for the rich people and one set of rules for someone else, when you've just told us that that's exactly what there is. No wonder people are pissed off.
But the non-doms have their defenders. In this upmarket cafe in Mayfair, one of the most affluent parts of London, I met Russian property specialist Roman Grigoriev. He deplores the Labour plan. Many of his clients are Russian non-doms who spend millions in the British capital. You know, OK, that's good for a few London fat cats. It's good for you, Roman. But what good is it for the rest of Britain?
But what good it is to make London poor. So you don't get the country richer by restricting London from becoming richer.
He says if the non-dom status is scrapped, it could drive thousands of wealthy foreigners out of the UK. Treasury Minister Priti Patel agrees.
These non-doms will just probably leave the country as well. There is no evidence that this will bring in substantial sums of money whatsoever.
And it could cost the Treasury. The non-doms pay tax on their UK earnings, some $12 billion a year. Ken Clark, a former Conservative finance chief, also deplores the Labour plan.
You not only will lose revenue for the Treasury, but you will also possibly damage the economy. Some people come here to live for a few years to invest in a business.
But Labour says it must uphold a vital principle of fairness and equality in taxation, whatever the cost. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.